This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, wahda. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dah, wa la ummata ba'dah ummatihi, wa la kitaba ba'dah kitabih, wa la shari'ata ba'dah shari'atih. Amma ba'du fa'umu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salutations upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me say that the reason why we gather here and give a talk is a talk is not the main objective. The objective is to be able to be motivated to spend the night, which is a Mubarak night and a blessed night, correctly. Taqreer asal maqsad nahi. Asal maqsad ye hai ki ye Mubarak raat hai, usko achi tarah se aur ibadat mein guzare. Ye taqreer to sirf tamheed ke taur par aur logon ko isme amada karne ke liye hai. Now before we start off by making mention of the virtue of the 15th night of Sha'ban, Allah Ta'ala has made the entire month of Sha'ban very, very blessed. Pure mahina jo hai na Sha'ban ka wo mubarak. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, I never saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam keeping so many fasts in any month besides Ramadan than the month of Sha'ban. Sometimes entire days Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to keep fast in Sha'ban. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give the reason. One used to say is to prepare myself for Ramadan. Pure Sha'ban aksar jo hai na Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam roza rakhte the. To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam se pucha gaya to inka to unhone kaha ki Ramzan ki tamheed ke taur par Ramzan ki taiyari ke liye. And then the second thing which is very interesting, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, Allah Ta'ala, my deeds are presented before Allah. Now in our, I sometimes going to give an example of our worldly life. So in our worldly life, we have people who are the boss, CEOs, etc. They take reports from the employees. So in the reports, you will file a daily report. Sometimes they will give a weekly report, and then you will give an annual report. So annual, for example, annual financial statements, end of February, everyone is all very busy. All the accountants are busy, the lawyers are busy, end of the financial year. Why? They all want to see their books must be correct. Now, if you look at this, you find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us that from Allah Ta'ala also, there is a daily, Allah Ta'ala takes account. Har din Allah Ta'ala jo hai na hamara hisab lete hai. And when is the hisab of our day? When is our hisab of the day? After Fajr and after Asr. So you find the hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, after Fajr and after Asr, Allah Ta'ala takes account of people's deeds. It's also the time after Fajr and after Asr when Allah Ta'ala changes the shift of the malaika. So in Fajr, you get the both set of malaika, the one who comes and looks after the affairs and takes account of your deeds. So the Fajr, you get the day for angels and the night angels, they both in Fajr. And in Asr also you get the both of them at that time. So one is a daily accountability. A daily Allah Ta'ala taking accounts. Har din Allah Ta'ala aapke hisab aur aapke amal ke muhasaba aur Allah Ta'ala wo hisab leta hai. And one is Allah Ta'ala takes the account of your deeds twice a week. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala presented before Allah Ta'ala twice in a week, on Monday and Thursday, your deeds are presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So twice a week, Allah Ta'ala takes account of your deeds on a weekly basis. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, Allah Ta'ala forgives the entire, everyone Allah Ta'ala forgives, except the one that there is hostility and he is fighting with someone. Allah Ta'ala sab ki maghfirat farmata hai, magar us shakhs, تو دوسرے مسلمان بھائی کے ساتھ لڑ رہے ہو اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہو ملائکہ سے کرتے ہو اس کے مغفرت نہ کیجئے جب تک وہ صلح نہ کریں Don't forgive him until he comes to reconciliation with the person who is fighting. Ab to hamari ya kya hai ajeeb, Allah taala maaf farmaye. We continue fighting for so many years. I heard one day a person told me this, and really I'm not speaking a lie. He said on the occasion of a wedding, this person told me something. I didn't speak to him for so many years. Kitne saalon se maine unke sath baat nahi ki. Jaise fakhr ke taur par karte, as it is a matter of pride. Ye Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, weekly basis when Allah Ta'ala presents your deeds and Allah Ta'ala takes an account, if you are fighting, Allah Ta'ala tells the malaika, don't forgive them till they stop fighting. Now, today we take pride in our fighting. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, until you are fighting, Allah Ta'ala doesn't forgive your sins. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, why do you fast in Sha'ban? Allah present, our deeds are presented before Allah in Sha'ban. So once a year our deeds are presented, the way you have a financial statement. Now once a year our deeds are presented. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I like my deeds must be presented before Allah while I'm fasting. Hamare amal saal mein ek martaba Allah Ta'ala ke samne pesh hote hain. To main chahta hu ki us aise pesh ho hamare amal jab main rozadar hu, jab main roza rakh raha hu. So it is such an amazing thing. We also, you and I, we will always see when we are making a presentation, when we are presenting something and we are preparing our presentation, we sometimes will scribble. We will make notes and we will scribble. But afterwards, when the presentation is ready, the presentation will be very nice. And then we will put the presentation in a very beautiful way. So Allah, this is also the same way. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in Sha'ban, my deeds are presented before Allah. I want my deeds to be presented in a good way. I want my deeds to be presented while I'm fasting. So ye Sha'ban ki fazilat hai. Now after the Sha'ban ki fazilat is the Laylatul Nisf min Sha'ban, the fazilat of the 15th night of Sha'ban. Now in this there are two extremes. Isme do ifrat wa tafrit hai. On one hand you find the people who are today saying that there is absolutely no fazilat and there is no virtue of this particular night. इफ़रात और तफरीत है. एक तरफ तो ये है तो लोग कहते हैं कि जो है इसमें इस रात की कोई फजीलत नहीं है, कोई फजीलत वारिद नहीं है हदीस में और हमारे उलमा से और तआम्मुल से. ये बिल्कुल गलत है. दिस इज ऑल्सो वन वे दे सेड दैट देयर इज एब्सोल्युटली नो वर्च्यू ऑफ द 15th नाइट ऑफ शाबान. फर्स्ट इन आवर डेज व्हेन वी वर स्मॉल एंड वी वर यंग, वी नेवर यूज्ड टू सी दिस हैपनिंग. वी नेवर यूज्ड टू सी दिस टाइप ऑफ पोस्ट. नो वन यूज्ड टू मेक मेंशन ऑफ इट. नाउ इन द टाइप ऑफ सोशल मीडिया, everyone you find in the particular groups, there is nothing like 15 Sha'ban, there is no virtue. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Maddas Jilul Ali says, fazilat nisf Sha'ban, shab-e barat ki jo fazilat hai, 17 sahaba se marwi hai. It is recorded by 17 sahaba. Aise mamooli nahi hai, 17 sahaba se marwi hai. The fazilat of Sha'ban is mentioned by 17 sahaba. And if you put all of those 17 sahaba together, it becomes collectively very, very powerful as an evidence. So you have this on one hand, there is this. On the other hand, there is the other extreme. Ab Maria to itna nahi hai. The other extreme is India, Pakistan mein. Ab jo wahan pe bhi kuch kam hai. In 15th night of Sha'ban, they used to make halwa. And you say, ye halwa jo hai na, ye shab-e-barat ki bhi fazilat hai. You must have halwa. Bhai halwa pakaya karo, daawat diya karo. लेकिन 15 शाबान को मत दिया करो, 16 को दो, दियो बाद में दियो. दावत दो तो बाद में दो. यू कैन गिव दावत, यू कैन गिव हलवा, यू कैन गिव फ्राई एवरीथिंग, बट डोंट मेक इट पार्ट ऑफ शाबान, डोंट मेक इट पार्ट ऑफ 15 शाबान. एंड देन इन पाकिस्तान इंडिया दे यूज्ड टू हैव, नो दे यूज्ड टू बर्स्ट क्रैकर्स, दे यूज्ड टू हैव चरागा एंड दे यूज्ड टू बर्स्ट क्रैकर्स. एंड देन अनदर थिंग विद रिगार्ड टू दे यूज्ड टू डू इज, एंड व्हेन यू वर स्मॉल वी यूज्ड टू सी, पर ऐसे नमाज पढ़ो पहले रकात में 25 मरतबा कुल हुआ और पहले रकात में 50 मरतबा सूरह इखलास, दूसरी रकात में 25 मरतबा. ये कहाँ से साबित है? ये कहीं भी साबित नहीं है. तो कहाँ से जाना? और कभी यहाँ तक मैंने पढ़ा था मैंने 8 रकात की नमाज होनी चाहिए, ये कहीं भी नहीं है. तो ये जो है इफरात और तफरीत, एक तरफ ये है कि इनकार, दूसरी तरफ ये जो है बिल्कुल बिदअत. 8 रकात की नमाज, रात की नमाज में सबसे बेहतर 2 रकात की नमाज, 4 रकात ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा जायज़ है. At most, to read 4 rakats is permitted. Ek martaba, ek cheez hai, 8 rakat ki namaz. Ye agar ye hamare zindagi mein aa jaye to ya Allah, noorun ala noor hai. There is one namaz known as Salatul Fath. Salatul Fath means the Salat of Victory. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Fatah Makkah, after he conquered Fatah Makkah, read namaz 8 rakat namaz. 8 rakat namaz. Ye bhi sunnat nahi hai. Ab kabhi kabar hamare jo hai na musalman kahi ghalib ho jaye to ye bhi namaz padhne ko milega. Ab to pata nahi hum maghloob hi hai. We don't get victory. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of Fatah read 8 rakat. Then Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Qadisiyah, when the Muslims gained victory in the battle of Qadisiyah to break the back of the Persian Empire, he read 8 rakats. To read 8 rakats is at that time when you gain victory. Inshallah, make dua one day, we will also read it. Kabhi Masjid Aqsa fatah ho jaye, jaakar 8 rakat namaz padhenge. Warna 8 rakat ka namaz jo hai na, wo mamool nahi hai. Fatah ke mauke par mamool hai. So to read 8 rakats. But you see, you read this. So they have these two particular type of extremes. So we have to keep away from the extremes. Now what we find from, why does Allah Ta'ala give us this particular type of nights? Ye raat hame kyu milta hai? Ye Allah Ta'ala bakhshish ke bahane jo hai na hame dena chahte hai. Sabse pehle ye hai ki hamare ummat ki jo umar hai wo mukhtasar hai. Allah has given us this ummat's time span is less. Compared to the previous ummats. The previous ummats had very long life. Now in the very famous hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the example of the previous ummats and this ummat. So what example he gave? What a beautiful example. He said the example of the Jews is a person who works from Fajr to Zuhr and he gets one set of remuneration. He gets a particular type of amount. So that is one. Then the second one is a person who works and he makes ibadat from Zuhr till Asr and he gets the same amount. And the third group of people is the person who works and who makes ibadat from Asr to Maghrib and he gets the same amount of remuneration. Wahi paisa milta hai. Ek jo hai na wo kaam kar raha hai Fajr se Zuhr tak aur ek Zuhr se Asr tak aur ek Asr se Maghrib tak aur unko wahi paisa milta hai. To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the first is the example of the Jews. They have to work great amount of time, they get limited type of ibadat and reward. The second is the Christians and the third is the Muslims, this ummah. They work little, their ibadat is less, their effort is less, their reward is more. Their reward is more. And there is also an evidence with regard to the fiqh of Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, that in the fiqh of Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, Asr is late. And in the fiqh of other mazahib, the fiqh is Asr is early. Now one of the evidence of the Hanafis why Asr must be late is this hadith. That you work less and Allah Ta'ala give you the same reward. So this is, I'm just giving an example. So kya matlab ye hai? That Allah Ta'ala compared to the previous ummats, our time span is less. Because our time span is less, Allah Ta'ala gives us opportunities to make up for that. And one of them is Shab-e-Barat, one of them is Shab-e-Qadr. So you in these particular type of nights, so when Laylatul Qadr, you look at the reason why it was revealed, the Sahaba came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, pichle ummat wo jo hai na wo 900 saal tak, 1000 saal tak jo hai na wo unka zindagi hota tha aur itne wo ibadat karte the. Hamare 70 saal, 80 saal, if our particular situation, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba came and said, the previous ummah used to make ibadat for 900 years and 1,000 years and 100 years. Ya Rasulullah, we are only alive for 60, 70, 80 years. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the general age of this ummah is 60 to 70 years. Sometimes now we go little more, 80 years. But Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith, the general age of this ummah is 60 to 70 years. Now we're 60 to 70 years, we still say we are young. They say nowadays 60 is the new 40. Huh? 60 they say new 40. अब तो वह सात सात के हो गए, ये तो वह तो 40 साल के हो गया, पता नहीं कहाँ से आ गया. Anyway, then this is now Allah Taala gives us this opportunity. एक रिवायत है, मौना तारिक जमील साहब बहुत बयान फरमाते हैं कि नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम made dua to Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Taala once. Ya Allah, give more to this ummat. इस ummat की अजर को बढ़ा दे. Allah give lot of reward for this ummah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Who is there who gives a loan to Allah? Allah will repay. Can you imagine? Allah ta'ala refers to our a'mal, which is full of faults, full of weakness, full of imperfections. Allah ta'ala refers to it as a loan to Allah. Ye qarz. Allah ta'ala farmate, jo aapke neki hai, wo Allah ta'ala ke upar qarz hai. And if a person who is honorable, if you give him a loan, he'll definitely repay it. Allah will repay you for whatever good you do. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma zid ummati. Oh Allah, give more to my ummah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. Whoever does one good deed, Allah multiplies it 10 times. Ek nek amal kiya, Allah ta'ala 10 guna zyada deta. Ye jab ayat aaya to hamare ustad Qari Miftahullah sahab the, ab tak zinda hai. Now he's teaching hadith, uswa ghame tafsir padhate the. So he told us a very ajeeb thing. He said, inshallah, that which is multiplied by 10 will overcome that which is multiplied by 1. Hamare guna sirf ek is only multiplied by 1. Guna ek sirf ek martaba jo hai na uske ek guna karte ho to ek hi guna milta hai saza. Ek neki karte ho 10 guna zyada sawab milta hai. To he said, what is multiplied by 10 will overcome inshallah on the day of qiyamah that which is multiplied by 1. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ya rabbi zid ummati. Oh Allah, give even more to my ummah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. The meaning of this verse, you give 1 cent in charity, Allah multiplies it 700 times. Saat so guna zyada. Ek rupiah, ek rain, ab sadqa khairat karte ho, saat so zyada guna Allah ta'ala sawab ata farmata. Wallahu yudhaifu lima yasha. To Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka, ya rabbi zid ummati. Ya Allah, humare ummat ke liye usse bhi zyada bandhe. Usse bhi zyada kar de. To Allah ta'ala ne farma, innama yuwaffa sabiruna ajrahum bi ghayri hisab. Jo sabr karta hai, aur sabr ka matlab ye hai, they persevere upon the commands of Allah ta'ala. Sabr ke saath deen ke upar amar karte hain, to uska ajr baghair hisab. No, iska hisab hi nahi. Us ajr ka hisab hi nahi. So these type of nights Allah ta'ala gives us to be able to catch up on rewards. جو پچھلے امتوں کے جو بڑے دراز عمر ہوتے تھے ہمارے اتنا نہیں ہے تو اللہ تعالی ہمیں لیلۃ القدر لیلۃ البرات دیتے ہیں تاکہ ہم چھوٹا عمل کرے چند عبادت کرے اور اللہ تعالی ثواب زیادہ دیتے ہیں اللہ gives us the opportunity to do little اللہ تعالی gives us the reward greatly. Now furthermore there is a hadith of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم with regard to the 15th night of Shaban that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down to the first heaven. اللہ تعالی پہلے آسمان کے اوپر اترتے ہیں تو اس کا مطلب یہ نہیں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ comes down physically. اللہ تعالیٰ کی رحمت متوجہ ہوتا ہے اور حضرت معید شامل تانی رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے the meaning of the first heaven is like the ceiling on our house, the آسمان nearest to this earth, the heavens nearest to this earth. اللہ تعالیٰ comes down to this particular first heaven, not اللہ تعالیٰ comes down physically. اللہ تعالیٰ's رحمت, Allah's mercy comes down towards the earth. And Allah Ta'ala makes 3 announcements. Now many people say that this announcement is made every night. Shab-e-Barat ke kya fazilat hai? Har raat jo hai na wo Allah Ta'ala tahajjud ke waqt ye elan farmate hain. To Shab-e-Barat ke isme kya fazilat hai? Allah Ta'ala makes this announcement every night. Why do you make mention of Shab-e-Barat as part of the virtue? The reason is, in Shab-e-Barat, Allah makes this announcement from Maghrib till Subah Sadiq. And every night Allah Ta'ala makes the announcement only towards the end, close towards Subah Sadiq. Tahajjud ke waqt. In Laylatul Nisf in Shaban, Allah Ta'ala makes this announcement from Maghrib. Is there anyone who seeks maghfirat, then I can grant him maghfirat. Is there anyone who seeks emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, then I can give him emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Is there anyone who needs anything, koi mushkil ho, if there is anyone who needs anything, he has any needs, let him present it before me that I can fulfill his needs. Ya Allah, 3 cheeze Allah Ta'ala jo hai na uska elan karte hain. Aur iska matlab ye hai, to Allah Ta'ala farmata hai, koi maghfirat chahne wala, koi rizq chahne wala, کوئی مصیبت سے چھٹکارا حاصل کرنے والا کوئی ہو تو اگر وہ پوچھے تو میں ان کو وہ دے دیتا ہوں. تو اس کا کیا مطلب ہے, واٹ از دا میننگ آف دس حدیث؟ اللہ تعالیٰ تین چیزوں سے ہمیں اس رات برات اور نجات دیتا ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ گیوز اس ایمینسیپیشن, اللہ تعالیٰ گیوز اس فریڈم فرام تھری تھنگز آن دس نائٹ. اللہ تعالیٰ گرانٹس اس ایمینسیپیشن فرام تھری تھنگز آن دس نائٹ. واٹ از اٹ؟ فرسٹلی از اللہ تعالیٰ گرانٹس اس ایمینسیپیشن فرام دا فائر آف جہنم. اللہ برادرز, یا اللہ, دس فائر آف جہنم از نو آرڈینری تھنگ. ہمیں تو کبھی وی نیور ایون تھنک اباؤٹ اٹ, کبھی سوچتے بھی نہیں کہ یہ جو ہے نا, یہ عذاب قبر اور عذاب جہنم کیا چیز ہے. ہمیں ڈر بھی نہیں ہے. اللہم انی اعوذ بک من الکفر والفقر, اعوذ بک من عذاب القبر, اعوذ بک من عذاب جہنم. یہ ہمیں ہمیشہ جو ہے یہ دعائیں مانگنی چاہیے. ایوری ڈے وی مسٹ آسک اللہ تعالیٰ فرام فورگیو ایمینسیپیشن فرام دا فائر آف جہنم. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جہنم ان عذابها كان غراما. او اللہ, turn away from us the fire of jahannam. The fire of jahannam is an عذاب which is very burdensome. We won't be able to bear it. Allah, how can you bear it? You can't even bear a matchstick here. How can you bear the fire of jahannam? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, therefore Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brothers, two things I make mention with regard to saving yourself from fire of jahannam and عذاب قبر. One is after fajr namaz and after maghrib namaz, read 7 times Allahumma ajirni minan nar, 7 martaba Allahumma ajirni minan nar, fajr ke baad aur maghrib ke baad. Sab parhenge inshallah, say inshallah every day after fajr and after maghrib, read 7 times, you know, Allahumma ajirni minan nar. One person passed away in Al Haq magazine. That there is an Al Haq magazine that comes from Pakistan. So when he passed away, I was reading his obituary. Kuch yaad bhi nahi uska naam kya hai. To his son wrote uske obituary mein, uske jo hai na usme wo rehlat ke baad اس کے زندگی کے بارے میں انہوں نے کہا, میرے والد صاحب, مائی فادر, 53 years کنسیکٹولی ریڈ دس دعا. 53 years ہی ریڈ اللہم اجرنی آفٹر ایوری فجر اینڈ آفٹر ایوری مغرب. تو ایسے اگر ہو تو انشاءاللہ اللہ تعالیٰ ول فورگیو ہم. تو یہ جو ہے نا, ہر مغرب کے بعد اور فجر کے بعد پڑھیں گے انشاءاللہ, ول یو آل ریڈ اٹ انشاءاللہ. سو دیٹ از ناؤ سیو آور سیلف فرام دا فائر آف جہنم. And in this particular night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us emancipation from the fire of Jahannam by asking Allah ta'ala for freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Hum to freedom kehte hain yaar, ya freedom duniya mein kya freedom hai? Duniya mein koi freedom nahi hai, aakhirat mein freedom milega. Yahan pe to bas dhoka hai, freedom ka dhoka hai. It's only a deception of freedom. 1994 everyone said freedom, kya mila hai freedom mein? What freedom did we get? But this, so real freedom is going to be in the akhirat inshallah if we do our work here. So in this particular way, and to ask emancipation from the fire of jahannam, wa yastaghithu yughathu bima'in kalmuh yashfi alwujuh bi'sa ash-sharab wa sa'at murtafaqa. Allah Ta'ala says the people of jahannam will ask Allah Ta'ala for water. Allah will give them water. That water will be so hot, it will be so scalding, that the skin from the faces will come out of their faces due to the intense heat of the water, and it will fall in the water. Oh, kya piyenge isme? What will they do? So Allah Ta'ala grants you emancipation from the fire of Jahannam on this night. The second thing Allah Ta'ala grants you emancipation from is emancipation from fakr o faqa. Dusri cheez jo Allah Ta'ala hame barat aur najat dete hai, fakr o faqa se and غربت سے. اللہ تعالیٰ grants us emancipation from want, from poverty, from being dependent upon other people. Ya Allah, this is some of our duas that we are supposed to make, dua to Almighty Allah. Oh Allah, do not make us dependent upon anyone. Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramik wa aghnini bi fadlika amman siwa. Oh Allah, suffice for our needs from halal, not from haram. Wa aghnini bi fadlika amman siwa. Oh Allah, make us independent from the entire creation. Hum kisi bande ke muhtaj na ho, hum kisi makhlooq se ke muhtaj na ho. We must never ever be dependent upon makhlooq. Makhlooq ke jo hai na wo muhtaj banna, ye bahut ruswai ke sabab hai. It is a means of great amount of disgrace that you must be dependent upon someone. Allah must give us independence. Kisi ke samne hamara haath na phailaye. So this is something that we have to keep in mind. Allah Ta'ala on this night gives us emancipation and freedom from poverty, freedom from want, freedom from dependence upon creation. And you see, when Allah Ta'ala, why does Allah Ta'ala make mention of this dua? Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramik wa aghnini bi fadlika amman siwa. I read Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Muaz Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, ki ek kitab hai Suhbate Ba'uliya, in the company of the pious people. So this was in the beginning stages. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Muaz Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to give mawa'iz, and he used to give advice in the last 10 nights in his time of i'tikaf in Saharanpur. So this kitab was his mawa'iz and his advises in his i'tikaf. You know, in his i'tikaf, it is his mawa'iz. So I went there once. I went once to make i'tikaf in Saharanpur. I think it was in 1981 or 82, somewhere there in the early stages of, or 1979. Aise kuch. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Durvesh Sahib bhi tha usman. He was also there. I met him that time. He was making khidmat of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. So we went to make i'tikaf in Saharanpur. So in one of his books, he wrote an ajeeb thing. He said, why does Allah Ta'ala say, Allahumma kfini bi halalika an harami? He said, see, if something is written for you, you're going to get it. So you can ask Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, instead of giving me in a haram, give me in a halal. Oh Allah, you have given me a quota. You are going to give me so much. You're going to give me so much. Give me from halal, don't give me from haram. Hamare quota mein jo likha hai, ya Allah, haram se mat diya. To usme Hazrat Shaykh ne likha hai, if someone is written in his taqdeer to go to jail, he will go to jail. Kisi ke taqdeer mein likha hai ki wo jail mein jaye, to wo jail mein jayega. Now it's up to him ki wo jo hai na wo chor ke haisiyat mein jail mein jaye, ya Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani ki tarah jo hai na wo as a freedom fighter he goes to jail. So if you is written in your taqdeer to go to jail, you're going to go. Now it's up to you, you go as a thief or you go as a freedom fighter. So this is what we try to say. So all I'm saying is, brothers, we make dua that Allah Ta'ala must give up freedom from want and poverty and be dependent upon people. It's not an easy thing to be dependent upon people. So the second thing Allah Ta'ala grants us on this night is freedom from want and freedom from poverty. The third thing Allah Ta'ala gives us najat from is from guna, which is the most important thing of this night. Allah Ta'ala najat from dete hame gunahon se. Guna koi mamooli cheez nahi, hame to guna jo hai na wo aise lagta hai ki jana koi cheez hi nahi hamari ya. For us, guna is nothing. Lekin guna koi halki cheez nahi hai. Ye koi mamooli cheez nahi. Guna is a very, very serious thing. It's a burdensome thing. Aur jo hai na wo kul kar guna karna, usse bhi zyada barkar. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kullu ummati muafan illa al-mujahirin. Allah will forgive all types of guna except the one who una wo kehte hai ki wo takabbur se guna karte hai. Kullam kula sina kul kar jo hai na wo guna karta hai. Aise logon ki bakhshish Allah Taala nahi karta. Allah doesn't forgive the person who openly does this. Doesn't mean now if you can do say secretly something, you can go and it's all right, it's permissible. Ye bhi permitted nahi hai ki jo guna jo hai na wo sirri taur par karna wo bhi guna hai. Lekin kullam kulla karna usse bhi barkar hai. Doesn't mean that if you do it secretly, it is allowed. This thing is something that we have to keep in mind. Today we got all of these particular type of saying. We do this thing. They say that doing something without ever advertising is like winking to a girl in the dark. She doesn't know you're winking. And you winking at her in the dark, what benefit you get? So sometimes to make guna in sir is still wrong. سَوَاءٌ مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلَ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. It is equal to Allah. You do something secretly or you do it openly. But to do openly, the reason why it is more severe is it is almost like you are showing Allah, I can do it. You are rebelling against Allah. Allah Ta'ala se baghawat ki tarah hai. So this guna koi mamooli cheez nahi. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksubun. Allah darkens your heart when you make guna. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whenever a person does guna, there is a dark spot that comes on his heart, not on his physical heart. Ab jo na jaakar jo na we go to a cardiologist and say kaha isme hai likha hai x-ray mein dekho ki isme hai dark. Wo to nahi hai, ye to jo hai na, ye is not a physical heart, is a spiritual heart, ruhani dunya wa qalb. Allah Ta'ala gives a dark heart. When you make a guna, one spot comes there. And if you don't make tawbah, it continues until your whole heart becomes dark. And when your heart becomes dark, you can't differentiate between right and wrong. You can't differentiate between right and wrong. And thus Allah Ta'ala makes mention of kalla bal ran. So this is now guna and sin. This is the impact upon of guna and sin. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes your heart becomes dark. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْكَ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْكَ. If you turn away from Allah's remembrance, Allah makes your life narrow. Allah makes your life knife narrow. Ab Allah Ta'ala ki zikr se ghafil ho, to Allah Ta'ala aapki zindagi ko mushkil se mushkil tar bana leta hai. Gunahon ki wajah se aapki zindagi mushkil hota hai. By making guna and sin, Allah makes your life difficult. And when Allah Ta'ala grants you, when you do good deeds, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكْرٍ أُنْثَى وَمُؤْمِنٍ فَلُنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. You do righteous deeds, Allah Ta'ala give you a hayat tayyiba, a beautiful life, a pure life. And when you do guna and sin, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ذَنْكَ. Allah Ta'ala makes your life straightened. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala prevents risk from coming to you because of guna. Kabhi kabar Allah Ta'ala risk aapke taraf mutawajjih hota hai, lekin guna ki wajah se Allah Ta'ala usko kisi aur jagah wo le ja kar na kisi aur ko le leta hai. Risk jo hai na wo mahboos hota hai guna ki wajah se. So this guna is got great, you know, consequences. Qul huwal qadir ala an yab'atha alaykum 'adaban min fawqikum aw min tahti arjulikum. Allah has the capacity to give you adab from the top. And Allah Ta'ala has got the example of giving you, and Allah Ta'ala has got the capacity of giving you adab from the bottom. Dono kisam ki azab. Allah Ta'ala farmata hai, guna ki wajah se do tarah ke azab aate hai. Ek upar ki taraf se aur ek niche ki taraf se. Aur usme do aqwal hai. Ek upar ki taraf se, you know, it comes floods. So such rain comes that brings about floods, which is a means of Allah Ta'ala's azab because of our guna and sins. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala brings about guna from the bottom. Allah Ta'ala brings about earthquake because of people's guna and sins. It is one of the reasons. The only thing we tell people, we don't know why it comes, Allah knows. But Allah has given us several reasons why difficulties come. It could be any one of those. But one ajeeb and amazing tafsir of this ayat is, when you make guna and sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings azab upon you from the top. From the top meanings from the authorities, from the government, from the powers. Now you making and you swearing ANC, but many a times the reason why ANC is upon you is because you are corrupt. Now we always talk about corruption of the government, but then what about our corruption? Now when we are corrupt, then the government you're going to get is corrupt. A'malakum ummalakum. Your amal is your rulers. Aapke amal aapke hukumat hai. Aap jis tarah se amal karte ho, isi tarah ki hukumat aayegi aapke upar. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in hadith, Allah Ta'ala says, I am malikul mulk. I am the king of kings. Main jo hai na malikul mulk hu. If any of the rulers are oppressive to you, they are unjust towards you, wo aapke upar zulm karte ho, to unko bura bala mat kaho, mujhse mango, ask me, I will turn their hearts towards with justice towards you. Mishkat ki hadith hai. So one meaning of guna and sin is Allah brings azab from the top. Meaning from where? From the hukumat. Hum jo bura bala kehte hain, shayad ho sakta hai ki hamare amal ki wajah se. Hum koi asal mein ye hai, kabhi kabhar we always say they got access to greater funds, so when their corruption is in billions, our corruption is in hundreds or in thousands. Guna to wahi hai, sirf ye hai ki unke jo hai wo guna billions mein hai, hamare jo hai hazaron mein hai. Ours is in thousands. And another meaning of it is from the bottom, Allah's azab because of sins. The people who are under you, they don't listen to you. The employees don't listen to you, the domestics don't listen to you. Now we're sitting in bed. Aajkal ke zamane mein wo pehle ki tarah nahi hai, no more like that. Previously, whenever the boss used to say something, everyone used to listen. Now they don't listen. Now they go to CCMA. To ye CCMA jo hai, ye hamare gunahon ki natija hai. So now this guna instance, I'm not talking like that. Go and read. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu's call is saying, when I do something that is wrong, I see the impact upon it on my camel. Even my camel doesn't want to listen to me. You don't listen to Allah, how is your makhluk and the people who are under you going to listen to you? So now how do you get najat from sin? So three things Allah Ta'ala gives you najat on this particular night. Jahannam se najat, freedom from Jahannam, freedom from poverty and want, and freedom from the effects of guna and sin. And how do we get the aspect with regard to guna and sin? The thing is to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala se maafi. Yehi jo hai na sabse aham cheez hai. Now Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in one hadith, that is raat ko Allah Ta'ala sab ki bakhshish farmate hai. Magar paanch cheezon, paanch logo ki bakhshish nahi karta hai. Paanch logo ki bakhshish nahi farmate hai. For five things Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala doesn't forgive. Five type of people. Ek mushrik, the one who associate partners to Allah Ta'ala. So mushrik hai, Allah Ta'ala doesn't forgive him. Ya Allah. That is why amongst the du'as, there's a small book of du'as I got, which I try to read sometimes. I don't even read it sometimes. In there is one du'a that is supposed to be read every morning. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an ushrika bi shay'u ana alamu bihi wa astaghfiruka lima la alamu bihi. Nabiya Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, shirk is like a dark, like a black end on a black stone on a dark night. Shirk kabhi aisa aata hai. So ask Allah Ta'ala for protection from shirk, doing it knowingly and unknowingly. Ask Allah for protection from shirk. Because shirk, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala does not forgive a person on this night who commits shirk. Secondly, bughz aur kina jiske paas ho, the one who hates other people. Brothers, I don't know how to make mention of it. Today this has become almost like a virtue. Hum kehte hain unse munafrat hai, usse nafrat hai, usse nafrat hai. Ab now jo na we make it into a virtue. We've made hatred into a virtue. And they justify it. And you see, there is an aspect of hubbillah wal bughz billah, loving someone for the sake of Allah, disliking someone for the sake of Allah. فَقَدْ اِسْتَقْمَلِ الْإِيمَانِ, you have completed your iman. But it's a very high stage to bring your personal emotions under the command of Allah. Today that has been used as a justification to spread hatred. This is the reason why there is hatred everywhere. When hatred has been propagated in subtle ways, I mean, families don't get together. Families don't get together. There is hardly a family in which there is muhabbat. There is families which are fighting with one another. There is hatred in every family. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, whoever has got hatred, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will not forgive him on this night. Jiske paas bughz aur adawat aur kina ho, Allah Ta'ala usko maaf nahi karte. And thirdly, aqul walidain, the one who is disobedient to his parents. Ya Allah, this is also something that has become right. Aqul walidain. Ulama have written, aq ka maana, you know, to tear apart. To tear something apart. It doesn't mean sometimes you said something that is inappropriate. It's not good also. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even say oof to your parents. But aq is a most serious form of disobedience. That you don't talk to your parents. You hurt them. You tear their hearts apart. Aqul walidain. Then the other thing is musbil. To put your trousers or your kurtas below your ankles out of pride. Some ulama have said it is also an indication towards pride, mutakabbir. But the real meaning is to bring your trousers and your ankles below your ankles and to let it flow there. And these are the type of things that Nabi, and other one is sharabi, the one who drinks alcohol. Punch is okay. Allah Ta'ala bakhshish nahi farmate. Uska matlab kya hai? Ke is halat hi mein ho, in cheezo se toba nahi kare. Us waqt jo hai na, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala does not forgive these five people. But if these five people come in front of Allah on this night, ask Allah, Ya Allah, we got hatred against people. Oh Allah, we ask you for forgiveness for the hatred we got against people. Allah will forgive you.
Allah will forgive such a person. So this is something that we have to keep in mind. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Because Allah, Nabi Karim S.A.W.'s one hadith, even if your guna and sins reaches the heavens, asman tak pahunch jaye. Aapke guna asman tak pahunch jaye. Ab kiske guna jo hai na wo asman tak pahunch sakta hai? Whose guna can reach the heavens? Whose guna can reach the heavens? Hamare guna wo chand tak bhi nahi pahunchta. Guna to hai hamare, lekin itna to bhi zyada itna nahi hai na? Hai ki nahi? Guna to hai, lekin hum Musliman to hai yaar. Namaz mein bhi aate hai, yahan pe kis liye aaye? Allah Ta'ala ki dar ki wajah se aaye, Allah ki mohabbat ki wajah se hum aaye hue. We haven't come here for anything. We come here because we love Allah Ta'ala. We come here because we got love for Allah Ta'ala. We come to the masjid. So we got guna, we got sin. No one say we don't have sin. But utna zyada to nahi hai, jo na wo asman tak pahunch jaye. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even if your sins reaches right up till the heavens, in ek martaba aap ikhlas ke saath kehte hain. And once you say with sincerity, oh Allah, forgive me, Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. Ek martaba ikhlas ke saath, ya Allah, mujhe maaf farma lijiye. Ya Allah, mujhe maaf kar de. Inshallah, Allah will forgive you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for opportunities. Now, a lot of people ask, what must we do on this night? Before I make mention with regard to this particular aspect, I just want to say one more thing is, people ask a lot of things with regard to what must we do on this night. But one of the things that is most important with regard to this night is, ibadat ke silsile mein, jo dil mein lag jaye, jo dil mein aa jaye, jo dil ko lag jaye, wahi kare. Now you go home, first of all, at least for this night, put away the phone. Ye bhi hai, YouTube mein hum bayan sunenge, bhai kal sunna, aaj nahi suna, bas aaj jo hai na usko chutti kar do, kisi aur cheez mein lag jao. Ya kabhi kabhar ye bhi jo hai na wo shaitan dhoka dete, ye bhi ek kisam ki ibadat hai, ho sakta hai ibadat mein, main nahi kehta hu ki ibadat hai, nahi hai. Lekin aaj ki raat mein jo hai na, is a matter of priorities. Fauqiyat ki baat hai. Fauqiyat kisko dena chahiye? Ibadat ko. Ibadat mein kya kare? Tilawat kare, zikr kare, dua ki kitabe padhe. Aur sabse zyada aham ibadat is raat ko dua hai. The most important ibadat of this night is dua. So you can make your tahajjud. Tahajjud ki namaz bilkul fort nahi hona chahiye is raat ko. Fajr ki namaz, isha ki namaz, alhamdulillah humne jamaat ke saath padhi. Fajr ki namaz bhi jamaat ke saath honi chahiye. Ibadat namaz padhe, do qisam jo salatul hajat, har cheez ke liye jo cheeze hame samne ho, jo ki hamara mushkil ho, do rakat salatul hajat. Whatever your difficulty, read two rakat specific salatul hajat. You have a problem with regard to your debt, oh Allah, I'm reading two rakats of Salatul Hajat, oh Allah, remove my debt. Two rakats of Salatul Hajat, everyone must read two rakats Salatul Hajat for their children. Bachcho ke liye Allah Ta'ala unko fitno se mahfooz rakhe, sab jo hai na wo Salatul Hajat parenge ke nahi? Apne bachcho ki iman ki hifazat ke liye. To protect your children's iman, everyone today must read two rakats. No, Salatul Hajat, oh Allah, protect our children's iman. Aajkal ajeeb, you know, fitna, what type of fitna is coming, you can't believe it. So all of these type of fitnas that are coming, read two rakats of hajat. Two rakats of salatul hajat, Allah Ta'ala protect our children from all types of violation of our property, violation of our life. Nabi Karim S.A.W.'s dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min mawtil fuja'a wa min mawtil bakhta. Oh Allah, protect us from a life of mode of violence and a mode of accidents. Ya Allah, today we see that Allah Ta'ala hame hifazat farmaye. We must make two rakats of namaz. Oh Allah, protect us from being violently killed. Violently, you know, killed in an accident. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min I normally when I make this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika wa na'udhu bika min awladina, min mawtil fujati wa min mawtil bakhta. Oh Allah, I ask you to protect us from a violent death, from a death of accident, and protect our children also. To ye dua, aur do rakat namaz pare iske liye. Jo bhi hamare khadshat ho, uske liye do rakat namaz pare. Salatul Hajat pare. If you're feeling like making tilawat, make tilawat. But the most important thing is dua. Why do we make mention with regard to dua? The reason is, on this particular night, there is isharat hame milta hai, jone hadith se, ke is, on this night, Allah Ta'ala announces, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala makes the decisions for the year. And there's a hadith of Nabi Karim S.A.W. The ulama have given the explanation, but the hadith is very clear. There is only one thing that can change takdir, and that is dua. اب جو ہے نا یہ سال میں جو اللہ تعالیٰ فیصلہ فرماتے ہیں, اللہ تعالیٰ میکس اے ڈیسیشن, ناؤ از اے ٹائم فار اس ٹو میک دعا, یا اللہ اف پر چانس دیر از سم تھنگ دیٹ از ان ٹوورڈز ان یور ڈیسیشن وتھ ریگارڈ ٹو می او مائی فیملی, یا اللہ چینج اٹ, یا اللہ اس کو بدل دے, یا اللہ چینج دیٹ پرٹیکولر. سو دا موسٹ امپورٹنٹ عبادت آف دس پرٹیکولر نائٹ از ٹو میک دعا, اینڈ ان دعا وی میک آل دا ٹائپ آف دعاز, بیکاز اونلی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کین گرانٹ اس, ان ربک فعال لما یرید, اللہ از دا ون ہو کین ڈز اینی تھنگ, ون نتھنگ از بگ اور اسمال فار اس, ہمارے لیے کوئی چیز چھوٹی نہیں ہے, اور کوئی اللہ تعالیٰ کوئی اللہ دیر از نتھنگ اسمال فار اس اینڈ دیر از نتھنگ بگ فار اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. فار اس اف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ takes away the ability to digest, we won't be able to digest, we won't be able to eat anything. There are people who are wealthy, they can't even eat food because they can't digest. Baad logo ki tarah wo bahut acha hai, hazma bahut acha hai. Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri farmate hain ki a person was in a bright, so he asked he started eating so much and afterwards he said, I'm so full, I don't know, mujhe hazma lag gaya, I got indigestions, I need something. So someone told him, give you Galvus, or you can give you Eno. So he said, if I could have taken Galvus, if I could have taken Eno, I would have taken one more piece of meat. Why must I take Eno and Galvus? I could have rather take one more piece of the prime meat. But what I'm trying to say, if Allah Ta'ala doesn't allow you, you won't be able to eat also. Allah Ta'ala won't allow it to go. And if other way what happens, if you eat and Allah Ta'ala doesn't allow it to go by, what's going to happen? The very famous incident I made mention of many a times, a person 60, 70 years, he couldn't pass water, he couldn't pass urine, he went to the urologist who put a catheter. So after he put a catheter, the urologist sent him a bulb, you know, gave him a bulb. So he saw the bulb, then the bulb dekha, jo hai na rona aa gaya, ki itna zyada paisa, to rona aa gaya. So he started crying. So when he started crying, you know, this is something, when you see the bulb of the doctor, you will start crying. Actually, you see the bulb of the doctor, you cry. Akbar al-Ahbali ne kaha hai, Malikul Maut jaan chhor bhi de, doctor fees ko na chhore. So anyway, this is something that we can talk about. So when he started crying, so the doctor said, don't worry brothers, I won't take money from you. And even if you can't pay me when you are able. He said, doctor, I'm not crying that I can't pay. Allah has given me enough money, I got medical aid, the medical aid will pay. I'm crying for 70 years, I went to the toilet. Never Allah Ta'ala sent me a bulb. Allah didn't send me a bulb that you went to the toilet, therefore I've given you a bulb that Allah Ta'ala, that you have been able to go and relieve yourself. Now you realize when you come out of the toilet, why are you supposed to read Ghufranak, Alhamdulillah, illadhi adhaba anil adhaba afani. So if everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, ask Allah Ta'ala. Allah must remove difficulty. As the Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to say, the example of Allah Ta'ala removing difficulty is a very, very good example, and I'm just going to conclude in the next 5-10 minutes, inshallah. He says that you go to a friend's house. When you go to the friend's house, he's got a very vicious dog. Unke paas kutta hai. To aap kya karoge? Will you go and fight with the kutta? Aap jaakar kutte se larenge? Ya ye kehenge, jo malik hai, bhai aap yahan ke kutte aap se waqif hai, main waqif nahi hai, is kutte ko hata do yahan se. You will tell the owner, take this dog away from here. You're not going to fight with the dog. Are you going to go there and fight with a dog? It might be a pit bull and what it will do to you. So if you go to a person's house and you see a dog, what are you going to do? You'll call them, I want to come and visit you. Please remove this dog, it's behaving very dangerously. Right? So then he will take the dog away, he'll put it away, he knows the dog, he'll put the dog away, and then you will be able to go and meet your friend. He say in a similar manner, every difficulty in this world is like the dog in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is in control of that difficulty. Either you can go and fight with that difficulty, aap jaakar lare us musibat ke saath, ya Allah ta'ala se keh hai, ya Allah, ye sab jo hai na aapke haath mein, kul a'udhu bil falaq min sharri ma khalaq, oh Allah, I seek your protection from all the evil you have created. So that in particular way, we make dua for all our things. And most important thing, we make dua that Allah ta'ala must forgive our sins, brothers. We can't remain with sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for an excuse to forgive us on this night. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ki waqia bahut mashhoor hai, you know. And normally I make mention of it in Ramadan, today I'll make mention of it in Shab-e Barat. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ek martaba kahat par aata, to wo salat par rahe the. They were making dua for rain. So the Anbiya alayhimussalatu wassalam used to make dua for him. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Sahaba made dua for him. Right? So in that particular time, Musa alayhimussalatu wassalam made dua for him. And when he was making dua for him, Allah Ta'ala says, "Oh Musa, I'm prepared to give you rain. But there is one problem, one difficulty, ek mushkil hai. Aapki yahan ek aise aadmi hai, jinhone aise guna kiya hai. Itne zyada guna kiya hai. Jab tak wo apne aap ko yahan se na hataye, main barish barsane wala nahi hoon. I am not going to bring rain until this one person who has committed so many guna, so many sins, until he does not leave from here, I'm not going to send you rain." So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ne elan kiya. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made an elan. Oh people, Allah Ta'ala says he's prepared to bring down rain. As long as the person who has committed this gunas and he knows how much gunagar and how much sins he is, he knows it, please let him leave. Wo agar yahan se chale jaye to Allah Ta'ala barish nazil farmayenge. Allah Ta'ala barish barsayenge. He will bring about rain. Let him leave because he is preventing Allah's rahmat from coming down. So this person started feeling so ashamed. He said, "Ya Allah, how am I going to remove myself from this gathering? Main agar yahan se hat jau, to sab log kehenge yehi gunahgar hai. Yeh isko yehi gunahgar hai. Yeh is the sinner. He is the sinner. He is the one because of whom Allah Ta'ala prevented the rain coming down." So he started crying. And he said, "Ya Allah, main kabhi tumhara guna nahi karunga. Ya Allah, I will never make guna again. I will not make the sins again. I will stay away from sins. Ya Allah, you forgive me, Ya Allah, you forgive me." Ab Musa alayhi salatu wasalam intizar mein, he's waiting. And all of a sudden it starts raining. Without anyone moving away from there. Koi wahan se nahi hata. Aur barish par raha hai. To Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to kalimullah. He used to speak to Allah Ta'ala. "Allah, ye kya majra? Oh Allah, what happened here? You said you're not going to send down rain until the person doesn't move away from here. Yahan se to koi nahi aata. Aapne barish nazil kiya, aapne barish barsana shuru kiya. Oh Allah, what is this? You said you're not going to send rain until the person moves away from here. No one has moved away. Ya Allah, you send rain." Musa, he asked for forgiveness. "I forgive him." Ya Allah, unhone maafi chahi. Maine maaf kar diya. To Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to jane wo Musa alayhi salatu wasalam jalal aur Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ka naas tha. He had this particular relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, wo kaun tha? Who was it, Ya Allah? Wo kaun tha? Mujhe bataye wo kaun tha? To Allah Ta'ala ne kya jawab diya? What did Allah Ta'ala say? Musa, when he was sinful, when he was a sinner, I concealed his faults. Jab wo gunahgar tha, to maine unki jo na gunah ke upar maine poshida rakha. Ab jo ne toba kiya, main kaise aapko batau? When he was a gunahgar and a sinner, I concealed him. I didn't make you know who he was. Now when he made toba, oh Musa, do you expect me to reveal his name in front of you? To ye Allah Ta'ala, ye jo hai na hamare intizar mein. To jo hai na wo sab ibadat ke sath sabse aham jo hai na wo ibadat dua hai. Dua mein lag jao inshaAllah. وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When you ask of Allah Ta'ala, Allah is very, very close. Allah will accept our du'as, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us. And may Allah Ta'ala accept our du'as. And may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us a night of spending the night in a correct manner with ibadah. Then it was Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So let's do it, inshallah. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله وفعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أعلنا وما أسررنا وما أسرفنا وما أنت أعلم به منا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها، دقها وجلها وأولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها. اللهم لقنا حجة الإيمان عند الممات. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان واشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم استر عوراتنا وعامن روعاتنا. اللهم احفظنا وأولادنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا، ونعوذ بعزمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي ورسولا. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في ديننا ودنيانا، لمالنا وأهلنا وأولادنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم إنا نسألك دوام العافية. اللهم إنا نسألك الشكر على العافية. اللهم رب الناس مذهب الباس واشفي أنت الشافي لا شافي إلا أنت، شفاؤك لا يغادر سقما. يا الله يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين، يا راحم الضعفاء والمساكين. يا الله you are the first of the first، يا الله. يا الله you are the last of the last، يا الله. يا الله you are the one who shows mercy upon the creation، يا الله. يا الله you are the one، إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. يا الله you love forgiveness and mercy. يا الله forgive us not because we are worthy، يا الله، but يا الله you love forgiveness، يا الله. يا الله this Mubarak and auspicious and blessed night، يا الله، on the night when you forgive so many people، ya Allah, where you emancipate people from the fire of Jahannam. Shab-e-Barat means, ya Allah, Barat from the fire of Jahannam, ya Allah. Your beloved Habib has made mention, ya Allah, that on this particular night, you free so many people from Jahannam, the way there is fiber and there is wool on the amount of sheep there is on the tribe of Bani Kalb, ya Allah. Allah, so many people you announce freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, announce our freedom of all of us who are sitting here from the fire of Jahannam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, ya Allah. Our sins are many, ya Allah. There is no doubt with regard to our sins, ya Allah. We don't deny our sins, ya Allah. We are not saying we are pious. We are not saying that we have always done right. Allah, we try, ya Allah. Allah, we try sometimes, ya Allah, in our try to make a mistake, ya Allah. Ya Allah, deliberately we don't go against your commands, ya Allah. Deliberately we don't want to rebel against you, ya Allah. Deliberately we don't want to show our strength in front of you, ya Allah. We are weak. We want to be obedient. Ya Allah, we get caught up in this world, ya Allah. Sometimes it's an error of judgment. Sometimes intentionally. Sometimes unintentionally. Sometimes due to weakness, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed guna and sins. Ya Allah, you forgive all our sins, ya Allah. Whether it was committed intentionally, unintentionally. Ya Allah, despite all our weakness, ya Allah. Ya Allah, agarche hum, ya Allah, hum kumzor hai, ya Allah. Har ek ke dil mein, ya Allah, jo yahan pe baithe hue, ya Allah, sab ke dilon mein, ya Allah, aapki mohabbat hai, ya Allah. Isi wajah se to yahan masjid mein aaye, ya Allah. Isi wajah se, ya Allah, hum haath uthaye hue hai, ya Allah. Isi wajah se, ya Allah, hum aapse maang rahe hai, ya Allah. It is only because of this we have come to the masjid. There was no force upon us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, despite our weakness, pika Allah, take into account the little bit that we have and increase that, ya Allah. The wrong that we have done, you forgive it, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our sins are many. It bears no resemblance and comparison to your greatness, ya Allah. It bears no resemblance to your forgiveness, ya Allah. Your beloved Habib has made mention, even if a person's guna and sins reaches up to the heaven or reaches to the amount of the foam in the ocean, ya Allah, whose sins can be so many? But even if it is so many, ya Allah, and we ask you once for tawbah, ya Allah, and we ask you for forgiveness, you will forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, sab milkar, ya Allah, all of us collectively, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all of us collectively, ya Allah. Sab milkar kahe, ya Allah, Allahumma aghfir lana. Allahumma aghfir lana warhamna. Oh Allah, forgive us. Have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, gunegar sahi, ya Allah. لیکن باغی نہیں ہے اللہ. اللہ forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, your sins are many, ya Allah. Your beloved Abu said, once we say with forgive, with sincerity, ya Allah, I'm sub, ya Allah, milkar. We ask of you sincerely, ya Allah, to forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, from now on, ya Allah, make us obedient servants of yours, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us amongst those who will follow your commands. Stay away from your prohibition, ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma ba'id baynana wa bayna khataya, kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriki wal-maghrib. Ya Allah, hame gunahun se dur rakhe, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hai, ya Allah. یا اللہ ہمارے ارادہ تو یہی ہے یا اللہ کہ ہم گناہ سے دور رہے یا اللہ. کمزوری کی وجہ سے یا اللہ کبھی کبھار اگر گناہ ہو جائے یا اللہ ہمیں دور رکھ یا اللہ. اگر ہو جائے تو توبہ کی یا اللہ توبہ فوراً توبہ نصیب فرما یا اللہ. Give us the ability to ask forgiveness immediately یا اللہ. یا اللہ make us obedient یا اللہ. Make us amongst those who love your عبادت, who love you know of your obedience, who love staying away from prohibitions, who dislike completely guna and sins. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karri ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-isyan waj'alna min ar-rashidin. And ya Allah, keep us steadfast upon iman. Ya Allah, hame iman ke upar mazbooti ke saath, istiqamat ke saath, ya Allah, hamare iman ke upar istiqamat ata farma, ya Allah. Hamare bachon ko bhi is, ya Allah, iman ke upar, ya Allah, istiqamat ke saath, ya Allah, unko taufeeq ata farma کہ وہ ایمان کے اوپر استقامت کے ساتھ رہے, یا اللہ keep them upon ایمان, یا اللہ keep them upon ایمان till the day we die. When we die, let us die with the kalima la ilaha illallah محمد رسول اللہ. یا اللہ make it easy for us in the fire, in the عذاب, in the قبر, یا اللہ. یا اللہ make the عذاب of the قبر, یا اللہ, spacious, یا اللہ. Save us from the عذاب of the قبر, یا اللہ. یا اللہ we can't stay, یا اللہ, in difficulty, یا اللہ. We can't stay in darkness, یا اللہ. We can't stay in closed spaces, یا اللہ. We want, ya Allah, space, ya Allah. We want light, ya Allah. How are we going to stay in the darkness of the qabr, ya Allah? When there will be no light, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us light in the qabr, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us and make it easy for us in all the stages of the hereafter, ya Allah. Make it easy for us in the plains of Hashr. Ya Allah, grant us drink water at the hands of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at the pond of Kawthar. Give our book of deeds, ya Allah, on the right hand, not behind our backs, ya Allah, or on the left hand, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us cross the bridge of Pul Sirat with the speed of lightning. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. And ya Allah, keep us away from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, individually and collectively, whatever difficulty we have, ya Allah, remove that difficulty, ya Allah. Jo bhi koi mushkilat, ya Allah, infirali taur par, ya ijtimai taur par musalmanon ke upar hai. Infirali taur par, hamare andar, ya jis ke paas ho, ya Allah. Ya Allah, is mushkil ko dur farma, ya Allah. Is mushkil ko dur farma, ya Allah. Asani par pehla farma. Ya Allah, afu wa afiyat ka معاملہ فرما ہمارے ساتھ, یا اللہ. یا اللہ, grant us عفو and عافیت, یا اللہ. Grant us ease and comfort, یا اللہ. Do not test us with difficulty, یا اللہ. یا اللہ, whoever is in need of risk, grant them risk حلال, یا اللہ. یا اللہ, grant us enough risk that we are not dependent upon anyone else, یا اللہ. Do not make us محتاج of anyone, یا اللہ. یا اللہ, do not make us dependent upon anyone, یا اللہ. یا اللہ, give us abundant of risk that is enough for our needs and we can even spend in your path, یا اللہ. یا اللہ, do not make us قرضدار, یا اللہ. Do not make us in debt, ya Allah. Ya Allah, anyone is in need of making nikah, ya Allah, grant them compatible spouses. Ya Allah, those who are married and their marriages are not right, ya Allah, ya Allah, grant them muhabbat and love in their marital life, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who do not have children, grant them pious children. Ya Allah, grant them abundant children, ya Allah. Grant them sufficient children, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have children, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect our children, ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not let us see the difficulty of our children and our grandchildren, ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep them away from all types of fitna. Ya Allah, do not let them see any difficulty. Do not let us see them in difficulty, ya Allah. Ya Allah, never let us see our children in difficulty, ya Allah. Only let us see them in ease, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us see them in ease, ya Allah. Grant them ease in front of us, ya Allah. Protect them from all fitnas. Protect them from a violent death. Protect them from accidental death. Protect them from fitnas, ya Allah. Protect them, ya Allah, from all types of difficulties that abound in today's time, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick, ya Allah, grant them shifa hai kamila, ya Allah. Whatever type of sickness people are involved in, ya Allah, you are, ya Allah, the one who grants shifa to people who are sick, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them shifa, ya Allah. Allahumma afina fi abdanina. Oh Allah, grant us afiyat in our bodies. Grant us good health, ya Allah. Keep us away from sickness, ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us away from sickness, ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us away from sickness, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us good in this world. Grant us good in the hereafter. Ya Allah, those of us whose parents have passed on, fill the cover with nur. Ya Allah, those whose parents are still alive, ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep them alive for a long time over us. Keep their du'as over us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep their du'as in our favor, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept their du'as in our favors, ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon the ulama, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring unity amongst the ulama, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove misconceptions and doubts. And Ya Allah, remove hatred amongst the ulama, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring them unity of purpose to work together for the betterment of deen, Ya Allah. To work together, Ya Allah, for the progress of deen, Ya Allah. Allah, you have given us such a beautiful deen, Ya Allah. We have not been able to do justice with it, Ya Allah. We have not been able to share it with people, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for the shortcomings, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, above all, we ask of you, Ya Allah, you become happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not become angry with us, Ya Allah. Allah, we can't bear your anger, Ya Allah. We cannot bear your anger, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, always be happy with us. And never leave us even for a moment, even to the extent of the blinking of an eyelid, Ya Allah. That you leave us without your protection, without your guide, without your assistance, without your supervision over us and our children on every endeavor, every walk of our life.
قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.